Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Celtics are one victory away from knocking off the defending NBA champions. Boston owns a 3-2 lead in their Eastern Conference semifinal series after Jaylen Brown scored 27 points in a 111-89 blowout over the Raptors. Meantime, the Clippers staged a fourth-quarter rally yesterday to down the Nuggets 113-107. Los Angeles now leads its Western Conference semifinal series 2-1. In the NHL's Stanley Cup playoffs, the Lightning overwhelmed the Islanders in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference final. Braden Point and line mate Nikita Kucherov each collected 5 points as the Lightning clobbered the Isles 8-2. In Major League Baseball, the Blue Jays rallied to beat the Yankees 12-7, the Phillies overcame the Mets in 10 innings 9-8, and the Nationals downed the Rays 6-1. In tennis, Serena Williams advanced to the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open after edging Maria Sakkari 6-3, 6-7, 6-3. Williams' stiffest challenger for the title, meanwhile, was ousted yesterday. Number 16 Elise Mertens knocked off Sofia Kenin 6-3, 6-3. On the men's side, second-seeded Dominic Thiem eased into the quarterfinals with a straight sets win over Felix Auger-Aliassime 7-6, 6-1, 6-1. And Daniil Medvedev downed American Francis Tiafoe 6-4, 6-1, 6-love. And in golf, Dustin Johnson finally has his name on the FedEx Cup trophy and a whopping $15 million that comes with it. Johnson came up with just enough shots and a few key putts for a 2-under-68 for a 3-shot victory at Eastlake. He becomes the first number one seed at the Tour Championship to win the FedEx Cup since Tiger Woods in 2009. I'm Jesse King.